welcome to the Gym Boss Podcast, and I'm Jimmy Halley. I'm your host, as always. That's not going to change. And in this episode, this is titled Pessimism. What did I call it, actually? Here we go. The Seduction of Pessimism. The Seduction of Pessimism. And this is actually, again, this is the third episode where I'm talking and referencing the book, The Psychology of Money. I recommend you go read it. It's a pretty cool book. If you're in business or not even in business, everybody is involved with money some way, shape, or form in their life. It's part of everyday life. So it's a really cool book, especially for business owners, especially for people that have team as well. So I highly recommend it. And I'm just going to read out some of the highlights here because I think this is really cool with some stuff that I read just yesterday. So pessimism isn't just more common than optimism. It also sounds smarter. It's intellectually captivating, and it's paid more attention than optimism, which is often viewed as being oblivious to risk. That's the first highlighted quote that I've got there. And I'm going to give you a few of my thoughts on this as we go through it, but I thought that was pretty interesting because that is true. But before I give you some of my thoughts, hey, we're a marketing agency here, and if you're a gym owner and you want us to bring you 50 clients guaranteed, or if not, it's free, then simply go over to iwantgymleads.com/free. iwantgymleads.com/free. You can go over there, go check it out, register your interest. Be sure to book a time to speak with me, and I can walk you through the process and see if this is even going to be the right thing to help you to get your gym those extra 50 clients. Right. So, optimism, here we go. Real optimists don't believe that everything will be great. That's complacency. Optimism is a belief that the odds of a good outcome are in your favor over time, even when there will be setbacks along the way. That line right there describes how most business owners that are successful operate. They're not stupid and they don't understand. Like if you've had a business for the last 2 years or longer, because you've navigated all of COVID, all of lockdowns and stuff like that, you've had to have this. Or otherwise, you would not have a business here today. It's plain and simple. You have to have that longer term vision going, it will work out. It is going to work out as long as I persevere, as long as I persist. And if you still have a business, a virtual tip of the hat to you, my friend, because it has not been easy for anybody, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what type of business you're in, and even in particular, it's even harder for gyms, right? Because we were always the first ones to get locked down, the last ones to get unlocked. So if you're still here, still alive, still kicking, well done. Because, you know, as they're talking about, with real optimists, don't believe that everything's going to be great. You can't. Not in a real serious way, right? You can't really look at yourself and say, hey, look, everything's going to be all roses, because that's just being plain silly, because no matter how good a plan is, you always got a plan to know that there's something in the plans that's not going to go to plan, right? And the optimistic side of things is, well, if it doesn't, that's all right. I know we'll figure it out, but let's get cracking. We've got a good enough plan. Let's get going. And so the next highlighted point I got here is pessimism just sounds smarter and is more plausible than optimism. Because tell someone that everything will be great and they'll likely either shrug you off or offer a skeptical eye. Tell someone they're in danger and you'll have their undivided attention. Isn't that so true? Look at the news the last however long, whichever way that you sit on the spectrum of like what you believe in or what you don't, or what your values are or whatever, but let's not beat around the bush here. The news has just been feeding negativity, well, since day one pretty much. And all the happy, they say feel good stuff is like where they show you like a fluffy duck riding a little mini surfboard or something. They show you that right at the very end. Or they don't show you all the good things that people are doing in the world. They don't really show you much of that stuff. Everything is always like murder this, you know, typhoon this, like COVID that, and everyone is like glued to it. But if you were like, hey, here's how you can improve your health and fitness. Hey, here's how you can improve your business. Here's how you can, like, you know, whatever. Most people approach that with a massive skepticism, which is just human nature. Love the drama. Love the doom and gloom. Tell me how bad things are. There's even like a, for some reason, I don't know why, but there's, on social media, there seems to be like a race to see who can be the worst off. Who's got the worst problems? Who's the sick? Who's got COVID the worst? Who's been affected the most by the lockdowns? Who's been this and that? We don't want to hear it, okay? Like, I get that. I get it. But don't try and like one up the next person by saying how you've got it even worse. And that you, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you've been affected and you've had a hard time of it, definitely speak with people within your circle, but you don't need to be posting about it on social media all the time, trying to get random people to just give you likes or whatever. Anyway, I'm going off on a different tangent here. If you're trying to tell everybody during the middle of the pandemic, if you're one of the people like, hey, don't worry, this is all going to pass, it's all going to blow over, blah, 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 and then like, how can you say that? They're getting mandates in and that, like, you just got to be the, in my point of view, you got to be the optimist despite the lack of attention that you might get or the lack of like credibility some people might see in you. Because if you don't have that, then what hope do you really have? You could choose. Do I want to look be, you know, pessimistic all the time or be optimistic? So I hope you guys are sort of getting the idea of what I'm trying to get along here, because I think the major thing is here, to wrap this up, is we all have a choice. We all have a choice, and we get to choose. Every single day we wake up, we get to make that decision about how we're going to be today. And most of the time, it's not an actual thought. It's just a natural reaction. It's not like where we sit down and go, you know what, I'm actually, with intent, going to be like this. I'm going to attack my problems like this. Because I'm not saying you don't have problems. Of course you have problems. It's all in how you deal with them. And if everything is like a problem comes up and you're like, oh my God, I've got it so bad. I can't believe it. The business isn't growing, or like, you know, the leads aren't picking up the phone, or whatever it may be, or the clients aren't coming back from hold. Like, okay, that is a problem. I get that. But if we sit in that, oh, poor me, like I've got this problem, I'm going to share it with the world, that's not making your problem any better. So you can choose to be down that road, or you're at a fork in the road every morning, right? You can choose to go down path one, which is that, or you can take the other path, which is like, yes, I have a problem. Clients aren't coming back. COVID's affected the gym a little bit. You know, maybe the business isn't where it was like January last year. Cool. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to solve this problem? Where's the opportunities? Where do they lie? And that is more being, it's like being a realist and understanding that like it's a problem and this too shall pass. And how you choose to attack your problems and how to choose to bide your time will compound over time, like a weight loss journey. The good positive actions you have might not see any result right now, but they will compound over time. And, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the track, you'll be thankful that you took those actions, and you'll be thankful that you took that positive attitude towards problems that you're facing within your business or in your personal life versus the other way, versus the other option. And I can almost guarantee every single person, if you're still here listening right now after 8 minutes in, that most people, the gym owners, are on the positive side, because you wouldn't have got into the business without it. It's a people face-to-face thing. Helping people with fitness is one of the hardest things in the world, because most people hate fitness. Gym owners love it. Coaches love it. But the general population don't. And so to love it, it does give you that naturally positive inclination more so than anything else. So I just want to say that I'm on your team, guys. I'm here. I'm cheering for you. I know that you guys can smash it no matter what it is you do, as long as you apply the strategies and you know, overcome all your problems as they arise, and just have that long-term vision of optimism, knowing that we will figure it out, we will survive, and we will be successful. Till next time, guys, this is Jimmy. Peace. And if you are a gym owner and you are looking for a solution for your marketing to bring you more leads, bring you more clients, more sales, revenue, which is ultimately more peace of mind, then go to iwantgymleads.com/free. iwantgymleads.com/free. And then you can go over there, book a time to speak with me, and we can walk you through the process of how we can do that. Till next time, legends, this is Jimmy. Peace.